During 11 years of war in Afghanistan, we've become familiar with an ominous term, IED. It stands for Improvised Explosive Device. And as NATO forces prepare to withdraw from Afghanistan, IEDs remain one of the biggest killers in the country. So it's becoming increasingly important for Afghans to learn how to find and disarm these bombs. NPR's Sean Carberry tells us about his visit to an IED training school.
Ladies and gents, we're going out onto the training area where you're going to be watching some IED training. Please be aware that there are live weapons and live explosives being used on that training area.
That training area is a large expanse of dirt and gravel, dotted with a few beat-up old taxis and scattered bunkers. Chris Snaith is a contractor and the chief instructor of the Explosive Ordnance Disposal, or EOD, training program near the northern city of Mazar-e Sharif. He explains that the students today are taking their final exams. They're running through real-world exercises.
Okay, the scenario has been set up where a car has been delivered to a target. An EOD team has been requested. The operator has set up a safe working area.
A student wearing a protective suit straight out of the film The Hurt Locker is ready to disarm a bomb in the car. The assistant turns and yells,
"Infajar! Infajar!
Explosion! Explosion!"
The explosion which you just heard was a controlled explosion where he has found a target and he is remotely dealing with the target.
In other words, he used a small charge to blow the connection between the detonating device and the bomb. So far, these students appear to be on their way to joining the ranks of soldiers and police certified in IED disposal. But the school can only train about 30 students at a time.
We need to do more to fill those gaps what we have at the moment in our units.
Colonel Ahamdullah is the commander of the school. He explains that there are several levels of training. Basic explosive ordnance disposal courses run 12 weeks, and about 800 soldiers and police have graduated since 2008. The next level is improvised explosive device disposal, which lasts 9 weeks. In that training, there are two roles, the level one operator and the level two assistant. So far, they've graduated about 180 at each of those levels. Colonel Ahamdullah says there's still a long way to go.
We need 400 or 500 trained personnel as operator number one.
And the same at the number two level.
It needs 3-4 years to have these numbers.
About 70% of students pass the basic EOD training course, but only 40 to 50% pass the advanced training.
What you've seen here is really a high-quality training here. We have certain standards that have to be reached.
Colonel Ralf Brzezinski from Germany is the NATO mentor for the school. He says the pass rates are improving, but the students still fail for breaking security protocols, like not grounding themselves before touching an electronic device.
You can imagine if you are violating a security regulation when you are dealing with an IED, this is a good reason to get him failed.
One student hoping to pass in a few weeks is Hoshal. He's a member of the Afghan border police in Kandahar province. The 24-year-old says he was eager to learn the proper way to disarm explosive devices.
When I was in Kandahar, I was doing these things, but I was not experienced. And now I know what I was doing was completely wrong.
For now, Ronco instructors are helping set students like him straight. If all goes according to plans, Afghan instructors will take over next year as the drawdown of NATO troops intensifies. But like many aspects in this transition period, it's not clear yet if the Afghans will be ready. Sean Carberry, NPR News.